Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kirk in motion to the left. Hand off Woody to the right. Both hands on the ball. He's down just short of the line of scrimmage. And the clock will run. And it's basically over. It's synced with the play clock as the Texans are going to do it today. They are going to beat the Indianapolis Colts. Houston has won its fourth straight, knocking off the horseshoe on the road. What a win.
What a win indeed. You're Houston Texans, 7-5 after beating the Indianapolis Colts 20-16. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a victory reaction Monday for the fourth time in a row. How you doing, John?
Man, I am doing great. Long weekend for a lot of us, a lot of our listeners, and boy, it was fun to cap it with that yesterday. It is interesting, though, because as I'm watching this game, and I want to know how you guys feel listening, and of course you guys here, Figgy and Reggie, didn't you feel like it was going to be a given? There was never that, they're going to find a way to lose this feeling. You know, it was almost a given, and there's a reason for that.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I guess I had not examined my feelings in this game. And your feelings with us. 713-572-4610. That's the number to text. Also, appreciation to the MoCare and Injury Lawyers for the live streams. Both the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610 on YouTube, and then the Twitch chat 610 Houston, where you can get involved, chat with us, chat amongst yourselves. We always love that, especially as we examine how we feel. Mm-hmm. I had not really thought through my feelings in that game. I think, during games, taking notes, trying to, take notes of things that are happening, check stats, see what's happening. I hadn't really stopped to examine my feelings. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think the way that this defense played, I think the way early on that it felt like the offense was moving the football, long drives, things of that nature. Well, maybe not early on. Early on,
rest of the game.
I guess once they kind of settled, I guess is the way that I'll say that. Mm-hmm. I didn't look at the Colts and go, "Oof, here they come." Mm-hmm. And that some of that is because the last few weeks for the Colts had established a feeling that, this is not the Colts team that we begrudgingly got to a point of respecting, mm-hmm. right? They're the number one offense in all the NFL, and we just kind of have to deal with that because it's happened over 6 or 7 weeks. The last 4 weeks had told us, hey, maybe we can pump the brakes on that and then win this defense that is all world comes out there and looks so good on first down versus them, puts them in third and long situations. I go, okay, I'm not worried. Daniel Jones got a whole special pad made for his fibula to make, or his, his shin, to make sure that his fibula don't crack open during this game. Mm-hmm. All of those things come up, and I'm like, I'm not necessarily super afraid that the Colts are going to break this thing wide open. Mm-hmm. Did you feel the same way?
No, it's the defense, and that's what needs to be, talked about here. But we live in Houston, man. I mean, we're used to how they're going to blow this. How is this going to end up bad? I never had that. I was getting some texts, especially toward the end of the game. Hey, they're going to mess around. One of them I remember was they're going to mess around and lose this thing. And I was like, not really. It was a different feeling. And the reason I wanted to bring that up is because this defense, as we've talked about and as we've known now for a long time, is that good and is going to find a way to make a play at the end despite everything,
Without question. Yeah, they are the stars of this football game. Shout out to Kalen Bullock, right? Kalen was on, I don't remember what show he was on, but remember going into this, where his stance was, he might have said the quiet part out loud. I think that whenever we in the National Football League, whenever you have somebody in front of a microphone, everybody knows that talking about your opponent, you got to be complimentary. You can say, you can kind of hint at what the actual reality of the situation is, but you still got to do the sandwich method. Are you familiar with the sandwich method?
Good, bad, good.
Yeah, there we go. We say something good on the front end. We might say that real or whatever we actually want to say in the middle, and then we make sure we follow back. But, you know, one more good thing here so that you can part on that.
They are a high-scoring offense.
Yeah, Caleb Block didn't do any of that. He was like, hey, man, if we stop Jonathan Taylor, that's the only thing we need to do. And you know, it was probably fair to go, hey, man, you're not going to take account of some of the other things that are happening there. Mm-hmm. And you know what happened? They slowed down Jonathan Taylor, and that Colts offense did not look like it had much teeth. It had some, right? It's an explosive offense with some of the receivers that they have, and we saw that. Yeah. Alec Pierce getting a few, Josh Downs getting some stuff. One of those was a nice corner route.
How many
toe tap
conversions is he going to have?
But even with you saying that, like, there was not an abundance of third down conversions for the Colts.
Well, he had two back-to-back, and then he had one called back, I guess, a penalty. Russell would have been three straight, and that's it.
Right, and you feel those notable ones. They were three of ten on third down with the Colts. The Colts had been better at third down in this last recent stretch of them slowing down. They've been poor. That was one of the places they need to win at. They did. Slowing down Jonathan Taylor was one of the places that they need to win at. Mm-hmm. They did. He didn't have – I can only think of off top maybe one or two
and reception and a couple of runs.
Explosive runs. His long was 12 yards in this game.
Yeah.
Fantastic, fantastic effort by – The tip of the spear for this Texas team in this defense.
Yeah, no question about it. And this is where, you know, we talk about everything that the ends are always doing, whether it's Danielle Hunter or Will Anderson Jr. or whatever. But all the whole time, you know, D'Amico Ryans and Matt Burke are talking about all three levels. This was an all three levels game. You know, especially early on, they had a couple of pressures off the edges, but the sack came from Settle up the middle. It was really Toa had a terrific game. You know, in coverage and tackling and hitting. Boy, he was taking guys' heads off.
A lot of them were, including, I'm going to bring this up now because I will forget if I don't bring it up now. Hey, Aziz.
Why are you doing that?
What are you doing, my boy? Like, for what reason did you feel the suplex, oh boy, in that moment? Like, there was the whistle. Correct me if I'm wrong. The whistle had blown or maybe it was about to blow. And I think I get it, right?
Yeah.
Play through the whistle is what you want, especially for someone of the aggressive nature of Aziz Alshire. Suplex, though?
But if you didn't...
They penalized that 10 times out of 10, usually. Yeah. He got away with it. I'm just like, Aziz.
Yeah.
Buddy.
If you didn't see the number, you would have already known it was him. Why is it always him?
Well, yeah,
he's
because...
the greatest guy, you know, all this other stuff, but just always in the middle of those types of plays.
The only other dude who suplexed on this team that I think of is Neville Hewitt. You remember when he did that? Not this year against the Bills, because obviously he's not on the team, but last year, he just came out of nowhere. In fact, that was more of an RKO, just the way that he ran up and tackled. But no, again, the fact that we even have an opportunity to kind of joke about a moment like that typifies just how incredible the defense handled this, even with... the explosive possibility. You know a name that was not brought up a lot during this game, and maybe a secondary defender in this was illness? Mm-hmm. Tyler Warren did not get busy in this game.
Yeah, he had, two catches, I think? The two that I remember that were significant. One touchdown, maybe three.
Tyler Warren had three catches for all of 22 yards, one of those being the touchdown.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Now, yeah, he was sick, but who cares? And that's why I go back to, like, you think, okay, Texans dominate again. By the way, the Texans have now held opponents in five of their last six games to the teens. You can't get to 20 on this team. Five out of the last six games. Now, one of them was lost, but still, that's what this defense is doing.
Even if you're a team that had constantly gotten to 20, I believe that was the first time the Colts were held under 20.
Yeah,
this
season,
wasn't it?
The first time they were. And so, you know, you talk about the edge rushers. Derek Stingley was all pro. You know, all pro Stingley, 100%.
No catches when he was. In fact, he wasn't targeted very often. Like
no, once, and it was an incompletion.
Correct.
In 28 coverage snaps. So you know, it was just like the entirety of this Texans defense. It was a thing of beauty, and it does tie into, you know, we're always try to look at big picture after these games. You know, what does it mean? Where are they going? There's nobody. I said this last year in this segment. I mean, last week. In this segment last week after last week's game, there's nobody that can beat this team that you feel can beat this team flat out. Like there's, nobody scares you.
Offensively versus this defense?
Because of this defense. Nobody left on the schedule.
Yeah, nobody left on the schedule without question. I was like, let's do you want to do this thing? Let's go ahead and do the thought experiment.
Yeah.
We can open this thing up to the league, right? Because nobody on the remaining schedule between the Chiefs, especially with the kind of up and down nature of their offense, doesn't scare me. Obviously, the kind of reverse gauntlet, as I'm thinking of it, with the three games in the middle of, of your remaining schedule between with the Cards, the Raiders, and I even throw the Chargers in there, especially with the news of Justin Herbert having a hurt hand. I can't remember if it was a fracture or not, but he had to put on a special glove to finish out that game.
Yeah.
I look at them and I go, none of those offenses particularly scare me. And you just saw what the Colts have for you. Mm-hmm. You just saw it.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, there's, but if we open this up to league, is there a team that you look at the offense and you go, scares me versus the defense?
Not in the AFC. I mean, you've already seen what some of these teams, the Patriots are going to be mentioned. I don't know about that. There's really nothing about the Patriots that I feel like they're going to light up the Texans or whatever. Broncos, you face them. Obviously, you held them, even though it didn't turn out necessarily the way you want. In the league, I mean, did the Bears scare you? No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I think that would be a good matchup. Mm-hmm. It'd be a good game. And I think the only thing that I could start getting to the possibility of quote-unquote scare is having to then consider how much better the defense needs to be better than the opposing offense in order to make up for, you know, what the offense is going to bring. This is a game in which the offense scored 20 points, right? And we've talked about it at times. We're like, hey, can we tick that up, right? The idea being, okay, can you entirely drub out the opposite offense. That's where I go, I'm a little interested versus the Bears because I think that Ben Johnson has done a great job kind of figuring some things out there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I go, I'm not afraid of them in just a neutral vacuum within the context of you also have to then go outplay them with your offense. Like, some thoughts have to come up. But again, not really afraid of them. That has been one of the better offenses this year.
Yeah, but there's another thing that came out of this game and it relates to the defense that I think is very important. Early on in this game, you felt as if the Texans offense was going to screw it up, right? There were penalties, like ridiculous penalties. There was C.J. Stroud off, you know, basically it proved to be just rust because he started to find a groove. The offense was really misfiring early on in the game. And then as they progressed, Stroud got a lot better. Woody Marks in the run game, especially Woody Marks, got a lot better. The offensive line got a lot better in terms of protecting, et cetera. I think we kind of found what this ever elusive identity of the offense is.
Yeah, C.J. Stroud said that post game. He said that he felt like the offense had found their identity. I think he was talking not just in this game, but obviously in the stretch that Davis Mills also had. And I'm not entirely sure of that. I think that they found something that could be somewhat sustainable, but I don't know that I could inherently lean to it. Or maybe it has. Do you feel like you agree with C.J. Stroud and his assertion that this offense has found some sort of identity?
Well, he wouldn't agree with the way I would characterize it, but I do agree that they've found an identity. Don't screw it up.
Is that an identity?
Yes. Their identity, because think about how you felt in the first quarter of this game. It's like you knew the defense was going to play well. I mean, it's just a given at this point.
Correct.
But you're like, oh, man, they're going to mess around and, you know, throw an interception, which he did. They're going to turn the ball over. There's going to be some, you know, short field that the Colts take advantage of. And they were screwing it up. They were screwing it up in the first quarter. Let's just be honest. After that, they started really being much more methodical and diligent with how they were running things. They ran the ball much better. They didn't screw it up. And they got to what D'Amico Ryans has said. I've said, you and I have said 24 all along. They got to 20 points and they won the game. The identity of this team, and this is not a backhanded compliment because they're starting to embrace it.
Feels kind of backhanded.
No, but he's embracing it. He being C.J. Stroud, you know, being smart with the ball, taking advantage, making plays when they're, you know, available and all that. Their offensive identities, don't screw it up.
That's kind of the New England way, though, right?
Yeah, don't screw it up.
Yeah, just
at points.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At points in the New England way of going about things that was.
And when they didn't, there was no – getting back to how we started this segment – there was no doubt in my mind that they were going to win this game because of the defense, and the offense was not going to screw it up.
Yeah, once they got to that point, and I think there's more numbers that I want to dig into when it comes to the way that CJ performed in this game, but it did feel like at some point there was an acknowledgement. I think we saw the acknowledgement for him that, hey, let's just kind of stick to what works, right? Kind of get the ball out quickly, more quickly,
yes.
Get the ball to where it needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because weirdly enough, early on in this game, there was a lot more shots than I had anticipated early, and maybe that was just kind of a opening script kind of, we want to see if we can catch them out early or something. But it was like, it felt out of place.
Mm-hmm.
It almost felt like, and I don't think that this was inherent because it would require more people, almost felt like CJ came back, he was like, we going back to taking shots because I like taking shots. And at points in this game, they kind of felt, he realized in overthrowing and throwing an interception and not really hitting his receivers, all right, let's pull this back down and just get back to dumping the ball off, getting the ball to where it needs to go. And, oh, all of a sudden this thing becomes more methodical. You're moving down the field. You're matriculating, as some folks would say.
Yeah.
Also, if we're going to talk about not screwing it up, I think that there needs to be credit given to the idea of being able to run the ball fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that me saying fine sounds like a knock on them.
But that ties in with the identity. Fine. Run fine. Run well. Don't screw it up. Don't turn the ball over. My goodness, we're going to talk more about Woody Mark this week and today, of course. But I thought he put together an incredible performance. That was a bad ankle injury.
Yes,
That was not like, you know, just a little, you know, tweak, or that was bad.
I'm kind of curious what his update going to be throughout the week.
Yeah,
that's how bad it looked.
Yeah,
he went to the locker room.
Yeah,
right. And that sounds like, oh yeah, but he hurt himself. They looked him on the field. They put him over to the sideline. He went to the blue tent, and they looked at him. Then they took him to the locker room.
Yeah,
that is a third degree of, you know, evaluation on this. And if it was like he just went to the medical tent, maybe I go, all right, he tweaked it.
Mm-hmm.
They took him to the locker room, which I imagine means that they needed more advanced tools than what are available on the sideline. And possibly shots of some sort. Yeah. And with all that being the case, you could get him back out on the field.
And he was limping after runs.
Visibly limping.
Yes.
And yet still, one, effective, but two, he was also still real aggressive. Like he was running into dudes in time.
Finishing runs.
On that final drive, I believe, when you're trying to, you know, or maybe not that drive. I'll need to go back and find what drive. But I remember there was a specifically time where swing pass goes out to him on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to look for contact. And I'm like, dog, just get to the sideline.
That's right.
No, I think it might have been the end of the first half. Like, hey, get to the sideline, big dog.
Yeah.
Like, just go ahead and take this. I mean, but he still has that mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he deserves a huge big ups for thugging out that ankle injury. Mm-hmm. But also, not change the mentality at all. He didn't allow that to scare him or change his demeanor. He still ran the ball hard. He ran with physicality. He had that swarm mentality in the way that he played football.
All that, yes. And also, when you're injured like that, a lot of times you get a little loose with the ball. You know, you maybe, you know, have a turnover or drop the ball or whatever. He was finishing runs. He was doing all the things you just mentioned. I thought he was definitely, you know, a game ball guy, you know, no question about it.
Did we find out who had game balls?
Because I know
that we've made it a kind of a point, especially on the four-game win streak, to go, hey, let's see what D'Amico said in the locker room. And I think the video just gave us his speech, which was kind of cool. It reminiscent. It was reminiscent, thank you, for me, of a coach who's like, we are just in business mode. We are going playoff hunting now, which is beautiful because that's where you are. You're 7-5. You're technically still on the outside looking in, but that's a Colts team, and we'll talk about that here shortly. That's a Colts team that the way that it's trending and the way that the remaining schedule looks, they might be on the outside looking in. In fact, it feels likely that they're on the outside looking in here. and you are poised incredibly well. You've worked your way back into a place where you're poised to go and get into the dance and be the scariest team in all the AFC.
Yes, they are.
Man, we're having a good time right now. It's a victory reaction Monday because your Texans got a 20-16 victory, handing the Colts their very first home loss of the season. Four in a row for the Texans. All sorts of different things that we could applaud in this game, and we will over this victory reaction Monday. But coming up next, where you want to go? Because I feel like one of the things we should talk about, let's go ahead and talk about it. What the hell is up with, in this celebration, I want to do all this, but what the hell is up with all of the flags, both earned and unearned? Let's talk about the refs. Let's talk about the operation. Let's do all that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.